Hello everyone. Welcome to 10 Minutes, 12 Weeks to a New View of Life and You, a self-study course in self-esteem, week number 12, Living in Well-Being Every Day. I'm Kathy Kirk, the founder of Applied Spirituality, and thank you for being here. Reminders, this is a religion-neutral zone, meaning that all religions are welcome here, and if you don't have one, that's okay too. Everything you hear or receive is proprietary information and protected by copyright. Any reproduction is expressly prohibited unless you have expressed written consent. And by now you should have a notebook in which you are interacting with yourself every day. I encourage you to continue this as your time with yourself daily. Pose questions, listen and feel the inspiration to the answers and actions that self offers you. You know by how it feels. Okay, let's get started with message number 12, practicing well-being every day. Your best life is an inside job, as you well know by now. No matter what is going on in your life or in the world, your job and your only job is to find that place of well-being, connection with self or source, and hang out there. In Psalm 23:4 in the King James Bible says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." This refers to the state of personal, internal beingness in connection with Source, your human mind in alignment with your God mind, despite what might be happening. And this is what is known as the peace that passeth human understanding. In lay words, it's simply not freaking out. It's remaining centered in well-being, in yourself. This is the goal for each of us. It is achieved moment to moment. It is not a leap into enlightenment and you're done. We can observe and experience things and still be deeply rooted in confidence, wellness, and goodness. We don't have to go into doubt, fear, overwhelm, anxiety, rage, or depression. We can foster and nourish this connection with our true self daily, thus raising our own personal vibration. And then, by the law of attraction, our higher vibration begins immediately transforming the situation to something new and better. There are many causes afoot out there that you can get involved with. There's the green cause, the sustainability cause, the sufficiency cause, the cancer cause. You name it. There's a cause to either save it, destroy it, or defeat it. However, I caution you, place your focus on your own internal state of being, your relationship with yourself, your own vibrational countenance, your own connection with Source, before you attempt to, quote, change the world or do anything in the physical world. Why? Because one person connected with Source is way more powerful than a million who are not. And you want to be a part of the solution, not adding to the problem, right? Let me illustrate. PETA is an organization that was created with all good intentions to protect the rights of animals. However, some of the individuals cost them a lot of credibility when they were not aligned with Source. They attacked people with fur coats by lopping paint onto them. And this is not connection with Source. Another example is the Right to Life folks, who have gone so far off center as to actually commit murder themselves in the course of, quote, saving lives. You cannot change the world for the better or for the good when you are not connected with your Source. It's not possible because you have left the best part of you out of your words and therefore your actions. The best self is love, source energy, and well-being, which is who you really are. So, tend first to your own garden daily. Indeed, tend it moment to moment. Number one, begin and end each day with quiet time with yourself. Practice deep rhythmic breathing, in to the count of three and out to the count of five, until it is your default breathing pattern. Once you have synced your physical breathing with Source, you have at your instant disposal the vehicle to regain connection forever. your breath. Number 3, use your journal. Make lists of things you love, appreciate, admire, adore, and cherish. Add new things to these lists every day. This makes you consciously aware of how good things are, raising your personal vibration daily. And make no repetitions. Find new things everywhere you look. B. Take your troublesome issues to your journal. Do not talk about them. This is where you discover what your limiting belief is that makes you see it, quote, as a problem. Once you've discovered your human mind's false belief, you can begin raising that belief up until it is in alignment with the fullness of Source. C. Make a collage of all your internal people from your youngest age up to the current. Whenever you notice a negative emotion, go in and check with your peeps and see who's believing what. Now you mentor, parent, and coach that part, updating its belief system to love, not fear or lack. And call a weekly roundtable at minimum with your God self presiding. D. Post questions and then relax and allow the answers to flow into you and receive them. Number 4, raise your vibration on difficult subjects one by one. Get so that your default position response to scary things is, well, that's interesting. Ah, my good is at play. Ah, I'm going to watch my good unfold. And all is well. Or, this will be interesting to see the good reveal itself. Number 5, decide to love yourself unconditionally. Continue to do the work on I am enough until you really, really do feel an appreciation for yourself unconditionally, no matter what. And then you're ready to love your neighbor as yourself. Number 6, upon waking, appreciate, appreciate, appreciate. Decide that the most important thing is that you feel good. And upon retiring, appreciate, appreciate, appreciate. Number 7, realize that feeling good is simply the measurement of your relationship with yourself and nothing else. Check in constantly throughout the day to see if you're in alignment or not with self. It only feels good. In anything less, you're out of alignment. Number 8, realize that you have the ability to respond to anything by simply choosing a better feeling thought and focusing on what you desire as if it were already here. Number 9, realize that you matter. The fact that you're feeling good or not matters not just to you, but to the whole of us. And when you feel good, you are bringing your best unique self to the world and all your blessings and talents and gifts with it. Intend your day. Intend your moments. Intend your life. Be deliberate. How do you see this going? How do you want things to feel? How do you want everyone to feel? This is the meaning of I go before you to make the crooked places straight. Number 11, realize that you are source energy, having a physical adventure known as your life. You chose to come to earth to play, to choose joy, to experience expansion. In order to do that, you have to let go of anything and everything, ideas and beliefs that hold you back. Number 12, give yourself mercy, grace, and support. You came to assist in the ascension of the planet and the consciousness of mankind. You're not new to this game. You're an old pro. Be sure you have support of like-minded individuals who will remind you that you are the creator of your reality and not enable you to believe for a second that you are a victim. Number 13, trust yourself, capital self. Believe in you, capital U, because you are unique. You will see things in only the way that you could see them, and this is beautiful and good. It's A-okay not to be a lemming any longer, but to think for yourself and bring your wondrous self to the table. Number 14, follow only those things that feel good to you. If you're intending to make big changes in your life, start small. Allow your good to flow to you. Most of the work is all about relaxing into the flow of well-being and only about 10% of it is actually taking action. 15. Think vibrationally. You are a vibrational being. You are a creature. You are creating by virtue of your vibrational signal. Be scrupulous about cleaning up your vibrational countenance. No one can do this for you. Number 16, alignment with well-being. Source energy is being in the zone. And in the zone is where everything you ever wished for is, awaiting your alignment. Moment to moment, come back to feeling good and choosing you. Number 17, love is who you really are, and love is all that's real. Ask to experience the true nature of love. Number 18, let go. Surrender your false beliefs and misperceptions of human mind. Number 19, believe in the capital U. Trust in the capital U. And above all, allow in the capital U. And number 20, you is the source of your self-esteem. I want to thank you all for being here for these 12 weeks. I promise you that if you really do apply everything you learned here consistently and consciously, you will experience a beautiful new life, and you will feel safe with yourself, and you will love and respect yourself, and all that will have changed is you. You will have released false beliefs about yourself that have clouded and distorted your own perception of you. I want to remind you that you have a supportive community at Applied Spirituality. We hold the space for you and welcome you whenever you need, want, or desire to be supported and upheld in your personal path. I know from my own personal experience that it takes constant and persistent focus to change course and see through new eyes, consciously choosing each moment to feel good, reaching for a better thought, and handling earthly life problems by the process of changing your internal feeling state first. I know it works. I know I can help you. I know it's true. And I know that I am ready, willing, and very capable of supporting you through your transitions and scary illusions until you're pedaling on your own. I'm also available for private coaching, speaking to your groups, and customizing seminars and workshops for you. I know this hasn't been the usual self-esteem course, but it's the one that counts because it's the truth. It's been a great honor to have been with you, and I remind you that you can reach me at coach@appliedspirituality.com. I also want to remind you of Sunday evening coaching, where you can practice in a supportive community of people just like you who are waking up to who they really are. And you can sign up for that at appliedspirituality.com/coaching. So thank you so much for participating. And remember, you have nothing to fear, you have nothing to worry about, and you are loved beyond measure. And you can take that one to the bank.